Mom, I'm busy right now. Wait, it's you? Oh, shit. Please just give me a moment, okay? My room's a mess. The lights are off, the walls are leaking, the carpet is burning, doomsday approaches. You know how it is.
Dude,
what the hell?
What are you doing in here?
What if I actually was in the middle of changing? Or something like that? Actually, truth be told, I actually was about to get changed, so can you just turn your ass back out that door? Stop looking. This is not for you. I mean, I don't even know why I'm wearing this. This must be a prank. I actually woke up like this. I had no clue how this got onto my body, and I solemnly swear that is kind of nothing. Yes, I do cosplay. You got a problem with it? You don't? Well, it better stay that way. Now, come in and close the damn door. This is actually kind of embarrassing. But, dude, why couldn't you have just listened to me there? I didn't exactly want you to see me like this, walking around as an anime character. It is kind of cringe. But for sure it is. If I walked in on you being dressed as Goku, I would have laughed as well, so feel free. Laugh. Get it out of your system. Hey, if you don't laugh, this will be even more uncomfortable. Are you not picking up when I'm laying down? So please, laugh at me. But why not? I mean, this is pretty embarrassing as it is, and you wouldn't want to let an opportunity like this go to waste, you know? So do it. I can take it. I look good. Thanks. You really think so? Yeah, I did work a lot on this. You see the staff on my bed there? I made it myself. It was a bit of work, but I think it looks pretty accurate to the anime. This is hella cool, no? I mean, I think it's pretty neat, but I'm probably biased because I made it. I do want to try other characters as well, but they have so much more work on them. Or they are a bit too risky for me to pull off. You think I can do it? Oh, shut up. Are you just hoping to get to see me in something else? If I knew me dressing up like this would have an effect on you, I would have started it a long time ago. I'm kidding, dummy. Like hell I would do that. That would be super embarrassing. And I'm not even that girly to begin with, even though this outfit is pretty girly, but I like dressing up as things from childhood, and yes, I watched a lot of Sailor Moon. Anyway, enough yammering. What got you here this early? Didn't we decide to hang out in the evening? Huh? Is it that late? Already? Oh, shit, I did this for 3 hours. Yikes. I guess I lost track of time. My bad, man. I didn't mean to let you down. Now, if you could get out, I really do need to get changed. Or do you want to watch a movie with some weird anime girl? You do? Weirdo? Well, I'll stay in it then, but as an apology, because I messed up, and friends apologize, and I really am sorry. And I'm serious, sorry, I just suck with apologies in general. But if you do something funny, I send you flying. Do you hear me? So, did you bring the movie? Yes, the movie. The one that you wanted to watch. You said you'd had it at home and that you were gonna bring it over. Remember? Hello, Earth to Dummy? This is Houston. Is my outfit got your attention that badly? It feels like you're home, but the lights are off if you get what I'm saying.
Are there any other technical difficulties in your brain region?
I suppose forgetting the movie is also on par with your character, so I'm not gonna hold it against you. Wait, you want to go hang out at yours? I am not being caught dead going out looking like this. I owe you, but it's not that big of a deal. So, out? Yes, you out? Why am I doing this? Well, because I'm still a lady under this hard shell of mine and, you know, the pink frilly cosplay. So if you would like to stay in my room while I change, that would be a little bit odd, don't you think? Or are you hoping to get a glimpse of my bare body? Naughty you. I never knew you looked at me with these kinds of intentions. A question? Of course, hit me, buddy. Oh, why I started the cosplaying? Okay, that's fair. I'll give you that. That is a very valid question, as long as you don't laugh at my response. But it's not really laugh-worthy in the first place. But anyway, well, it all began with me wanting the new skin that came out for... Yes, exactly, so you do remember. I knew you were a good friend. And it was on limited time, and it was $30. And like hell, I got that kind of money spare. So I started thinking, and I know, dangerous. And on Twitter, you see all these cute girls having a Patreon or something like that, and they seem to make a good amount of money with it. So I was like, fuck yeah, I could just do it too to get my skin. No harm, no foul. So I did this for like a week or two, and nothing really happened. But then, I got the first person to subscribe, and they were really nice. They said I looked like I came straight out of an anime, and you know what? That actually felt really good. A little ego stroke hurts no one for the most part. And you know what else felt really good? Money. Money felt way too good just to stop. Sure, I can admit, it wasn't much in the beginning. Enough for the skin, yes, but then, slowly and surely, I got a little bit of a following on social media, nothing to write home about, and now I make enough money to stop worrying about which game I should buy, or if I should buy the DLC or not, or, well, and, you know, my biggest downfall, gacha games. I have to admit, they kind of become a lot more fun if you can just whale them. But don't judge me, okay? Don't judge me. Yeah, if you can just not care about it, you press money, you click the little button, and before you know it, you have all the cute waifus in the world. And then life is suddenly all okay. It also feels a little freeing, not having to worry about money to the degree that I do. Also, I might be able to put some money on the side as well and save for a trip after college. I can just live life, and it's great. And also, everyone likes compliments, no? Can you imagine me? Of all people, I get compliments on how cute or sexy I look? 'Cause that's the first time I've ever heard it, and it was just so strange. I will admit, it's definitely a lot easier than I thought. In person, I could not do a thing like this. I wouldn't be caught dead, but I think the internet creates a confidence barrier. It's nice being able to be me and, well, accepted for my goofy cosplays and the way I communicate. And yeah, I kinda just didn't stop. How did you think I managed to pay for all the games, huh? I mean, come on, you thought my part-time job was gonna pay for these bad boys? Not in a million years. Just my part-time job, I probably make enough to cash in gacha every other month, and I would have to budget the games that I would want. It's not like I'm rich, however, please don't get any ideas. I promise it's not gonna get to my head either, and I do have the unfortunate news of reporting back to you that I do also have to claim my, thought money in my taxes. It's honestly helping me pay for stuff and live life a little. I seem happy? I guess. I mean, it does make me feel better about myself. I feel like I'm an actual woman, not just some tomboy. Not that I would want to change who I am either. Can you guess how long it took me to get into this getup? To get the makeup done? The answer is way too long. If I had to spend that much time on myself just to go out and buy myself some snacks, I'd starve to death. I know it's not the same, but still. I enjoy how I look. I like being a tomboyish woman. But I still want to feel beautiful every now and then. And let's be real, looking like this, I'm a dime. A straight 10 out of 10. And don't make fun of my ego, I'm feeling myself right now, okay? It's cringe to say out loud, but it's empowering dressing like my heroes, okay? I'm every boy's dream right now and every girl's worst nightmare. Too cocky? Watch out, world. If I ever start trying, it's over for you bitches. Could you imagine me being full-time girly? Yeah, no shot. Hey, are you listening? What's going on? You are really distracted. You're hardly looking me in the eyes. Wait, he was staring at me just now. Like, staring. I've never seen him do that before. Did this do something to him? Wait, is this my chance? Is he finally looking at me like I'm a woman and not one of his buddies? Oh, okay, do not flunk this. Come on, me, you've got this. So, what was so interesting, huh? You seemed like you had a hard time taking your eyes off me. Is it that stimulating for you? Poor little boy, having a beautiful lady sitting next to him, knowing that my outside girly facade is all a lie. What a cruel world we live in. But if you want, I can help you burn this image of me into your brain. How does that sound? Well, I could give you a private session. Interested, big boy? I can pose for you. You tell me what you want to see. Maybe you can take a photo or two. Wait, you're cool with that? Me? Yeah, totally cool. I do this for strangers, so doing this for you is no problem at all. Although, the difference in person is quite startling. No, I didn't meet anyone in person and pose for them. No. I mean, they can see me in poses, but not in person. I've never done this for anyone, and I wouldn't do this for anyone but you. I mean, so you still want me to pose for you? Alright, then just tell me what position, and I guess I will do the poses for you. However, if you look under my skirt or try any funny business, I will leg lock and choke you out, just so we're clear. You want crossing legs and a peace sign? You're so innocent. I'm kidding. Let me at least tease you a little bit so this is less awkward, okay? Thank you. Alright, I'll turn around. Look over my shoulder. Wait, are you actually taking a photo? I know I told you it's alright, but from behind? You really are a pervert. I'm joking, sheesh. Fine, I will not say anything for a moment and just follow your instructions, Mr. Cameraman. This is so embarrassing. He definitely just took a photo of my behind on purpose right now. But I don't think I mind. It means he's really looking at me, no? It's like he finally realizes who his best friend is. Take more photos of me, please. Make me move like you want. I'd only do this for you, so you better be grateful. How about you marry me next weekend? How does that sound? Good? Wonderful? Ah. I wish that would be reality. But after this photo session, we will go back to being buddies. And I know he will not ask about the cosplay stuff. And bringing it up again would be far too embarrassing. Well, I guess all I can do is dream. Oh, Mr. Photographer, sir. Is it okay for me to talk again? Can you show me the photos? I kind of want to see what you took. One more thing? Fine, but that's it. After that, I'm getting changed and we are done with this, okay? Great, so what is it? Oh, you want a heart pose? A video? A twirl? I swear, if you can see under my skirt while I do it, you are dead meat. It'll be a quick one, so you better get ready, okay? I'm gonna twirl in 3, 2, 1. Oh, thank you for catching me. Yeah, I'm fine. We're a bit close, don't you think? No, I don't mind. You kissed me. Oh, come here. We are a couple now. You got it? No, you don't get to say in this either. You kiss me first, you reap what you sow. Tell me, you know how insecure I was that entire time? I have wanted you for so long, but I felt like I was nothing more than a buddy to you. And I was just, you know, a friend in your eyes. Oh, I see. Sorry about kissing you that much. Sorry, you got a bit of my spit on your lips. Sorry. I'll just wipe that away. Yeah, so, about those photos, does my boyfriend want to show me them? Maybe you'll have to end up being my special cameraman.